Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, we say good morning to the CEO of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Deb Johnson. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. There's a lot going on at CMH, but let's start with the Run for Recovery, because that's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we are super excited about that because we have over 500 people pre-registered. So that's our biggest number yet.
Well, that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about the, because people can still register, right?
Yes, they can. They can register the date. I'm sorry, I have a little interference going on in my phone. I'm trying to figure it out. Can you hear it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, got it now.
Okay.
Anyways, people can pre-register the morning of the event at the location 3111 Electric Avenue, and you can sign up on site until 8:45 that morning. So we're hoping for even bigger numbers.
That's fantastic. This happens, of course, during Mental Health Awareness Month. Tell us a little bit more about Mental Health Awareness Month.
Well, Mental Health Awareness Month is really important because mental health affects everybody, and research still shows that 1 in 5 adults experience a mental health condition each year. So that's pretty big numbers. Mental health issues impact families, workplaces, schools, and really the entire community. So during this month, we try to do everything we can to continue to help reduce stigma and encourage people to seek support, you know, early and often when they need it. Because stigma still remains the number one reason people delay, coming in to get help for their mental health conditions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at our place, we see every day how early access and proper treatment can help people.
What message do you want people to hear during Mental Health Awareness Month?
I think some of the biggest messages or the most important are things that, you know, you're not alone. There's a lot of people that struggle with mental health conditions, and help is available. And recovery is not only possible, but recovery should be expected with the proper support, treatment, follow through, all those things. And so we hope that we can provide hope to people to know that even if they're struggling, that recovery is possible. And another bigger important thing is to remember that mental health is as important as physical health. And that's one of the reasons we started the Run for Recovery, you know, healthy minds, healthy bodies, because it's important, you know, to look at whole person care is critical to your overall well-being.
What are some signs that somebody might need support?
Well, it can be simple things such as maybe you're not sleeping enough, you're sleeping too much, maybe your mood has changed significantly, you're sad, and it continues on. Like when you're sad because something bad happened, that's normal and to be expected. But if that sadness doesn't go away over a period of time and you just can't make yourself do the things that, you know, you normally would do, or if you can't eat, feeling overwhelmed, anxious, any of those things, if you have trouble managing your daily things like going to work, you know, taking care of the house, the kids, any of those kinds of things, it's important to reach out and seek help.
What are some things we can all do to provide support when it comes to mental health?
You know, the most important thing is to check in with your friends, your family. And sometimes, you know, a lot you walk by somebody, hey, how you doing? Fine. How you doing? Fine. And sometimes people really aren't fine. So you might want to say, how are you really doing? Are you really okay? Is there anything you want to talk about? And another thing is once somebody does start saying something, listen to them without passing judgment, and then encourage them to seek help. And the other thing, of course, is being accepting, promoting kindness, inclusion, connection, letting people know that they're not alone, and that help is definitely available.
There is still a bit of stigma when it comes to mental health, but I feel like we're starting to break that down as a society, aren't we?
I really think we are, and I especially think with the younger population, it's more okay, it seems like, in the younger groups to talk about mental health issues. You know, we recently started our teen advisory group actually almost a year ago now, and they're doing a lot of great things. They're high school kids, and they're talking about things that they struggle with, and they talk about it very openly. They're doing a podcast now through the Athletic Factory. If you haven't checked it out, people should check that out. And they're talking about just things that impact them. And I think it's great because they talk about anxiety, depression, feeling overwhelmed, all those kinds of things, and also the need to talk to somebody about it, to not just hold it in and keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Because those are not, when the feelings continue, you know, on, that's not normal. So that's when you need to kind of seek help, talk to somebody. I think we've made some impacts for sure.
Talk with Deb Johnson at CMH. The Community Mental Health Annual Report is out. It's called Stronger Together. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, again, you know, I think what that really means is if we work together as a community, we can help people more. If we are accepting as a community, if we're supportive, creating strong partnerships within the community. And I think, you know, local leadership, all those things make services more responsive and accessible to our community. So, you know, we've been working together a lot with lots of human service agencies over many years. And I think that really helps a lot. Last year, we served over 7,200 people in our county. We're on track this year to serve even more. And every year, it's been more and more people. And, of course, we've had to continue to expand our services, our operations, our number of staff, our locations, all of those things. You know, we have a stronger presence in Marine City with two offices now. And also we're going to be opening up behavioral health urgent care, which means you can, get in immediately. And there will be extended hours for people in crisis.
Well,
more
fantastic
to come on that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. That local care is really important, isn't it?
It really is because, you know, each community has its own unique needs. And I think that local providers understand the people, the resources, and all the challenges within their own communities. And so that's a lot when we're fighting against the department, trying to privatize our system and things like that, have it managed by, you know, some big, huge entities that are not local, that we think that would be very problematic because people have come to know and trust the people in our community who you can rely on. And I do think, you know, over time we've built a lot of trust, which in the end improves outcomes for the people that we serve.
You're giving out your annual award soon at CMH. This is always something fun to look forward to, isn't it?
It sure is. It's a great day. This year it's going to be May 14th at the Convention Center. And we have a lot of people that we will be recognizing because we know that mental health care is not done alone. It's not done just by us. It takes a lot of people. It takes collaboration. And so some of the community partnerships, especially with law enforcement, courts, and other organizations have been really critical. So Matt King, the sheriff, has been, a super supportive of mental health. And I even remember, it was pre-COVID, because we were actually in Washington, D.C., when Matt went with us to help advocate for continued funding for what's called the CCBHC, which is a Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic. And that was the designation that allowed us to open up our access to way more people in the community. So people with private insurances, people with mild to moderate mental health conditions, because before that, we could only serve the most severe population. And so, he went with us to help advocate, talked about how important our mobile crisis unit is. And he's done a lot of things. We do cross-training with the Sheriff's Department, and it's been a great partnership. And then other media partners or other award recipients are media partners, and you are a past recipient of that award.
Yes, I am.
Help because it's so important. We need media to help us to, give our messages out about stigma, raise awareness. And so this year we're recognizing Matt Markham, not only for, you know, obviously he spent that week on the roof for a Child Abuse and Neglect Council, but during that time, a lot of stuff is talked about because obviously kids who are victims of child abuse and neglect suffer severe trauma resulting in mental health issues that need treatment. So that's the whole interconnectedness of all these things and why we have to work collaboratively together. And so we appreciate, all the things that he's done to help raise awareness. He was at the BRAC thing and was the Master of Ceremonies, which is the Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center. So he's been active in a lot of things that are closely affiliated with us, and so we're really happy about that and want to recognize them.
Absolutely.
And then our youth leadership award is through the teen advisory group that I was talking about. We call it the TAG for short, and this was last year was the inaugural year, and the students have done just a great job. We have Instagram presence for them and Facebook, and then they're working on that podcast with the Athletic Factory. And even in their schools, you know how I do a Mental Health Minute on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the voices now are the students. They're doing some of the Mental Health Minutes. They're also doing them in their schools, in high school, with the morning announcements. So I think that's so important because we've tried to get into the schools more to spread messaging and things like that. And we've been mildly successful, but I think these kids have been wildly successful getting their messages out. And kids listen to kids more than they listen to adults. So
yeah.
I think it's been great.
It was fantastic. Oh, yep.
And I should mention our employee of the year is Gloria. And she has just done a fantastic job. And so we're looking forward to messaging all the people. And, you know, I think I've explained sort of how all of these people show what's possible when a community does come together to support mental health.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Big things going on at CMH. Deb, how can somebody contact CMH if they need to get a hold of you?
Well, I always like to say, first and foremost, if you're in crisis or even think you're in crisis, call 810-966-2575. And that line is open 24/7. It's available to anybody in our community. You don't have to be open with us for services. You might never have heard of us before, but you're in crisis or you think you're in crisis or your friend's in crisis or your parent, whoever, call that number because they'll either come out and do an on-site assessment or they can talk to you and try to assess the situation that way. So even if you just need some more information, they're available for that. So remember that. And then also for regular access to services, it's 810-488-8888. And we also encourage people to follow us on Facebook, Instagram. And then if you go to our website, there's a ton of resources and information there at fcccmh.org.
All right. Good stuff. Deb, always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you and have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM. Deb Johnson, CEO of CMH, Community Mental Health, St. Clair County Community Mental Health. It is 8:22, sun's up. Good-looking day out there, a little on the chilly side. We'll detail the forecast coming up.